I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions surrounding the Beirut blast investigation turned violent yesterday. Shootings broke out in Lebanon's capital, killing at least six. It's the latest chapter in this country's dramatic saga. About 78% of Lebanese live in poverty now, and scores have turned to Triumphant Mercy for help. However, prices at the market constantly change, making it nearly impossible for ministries to budget or plan. Nuna of Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says there's at least one silver lining.
People are so open now. They need something to hold on to. In the beginning, people did not need Jesus. They were just relying on their own work, strength, money at the bank, or whatever it is. But now the situation is so different that they have to rely on something. So it's so easy to preach the gospel.
And Sat7 continues broadcasting into Afghanistan, able to reach every TV set with the gospel. Continue to pray this ministry would reach many Afghans with the hope of Jesus. But Rex Rogers with Sat7 USA also encourages believers to pray for the Taliban. The risen Jesus visited the Apostle Paul, a religious radical who used violence to advance his cause. Rogers says God can work in similar ways among the Taliban. Ask God to change many hearts among the Taliban and end their reign of violence and fear.
We always, as human beings, we tend to categorize and we think, well, that person is too bad, too evil, too far gone. They're beyond the reach. Well, no one is beyond the reach of the power of the Spirit of God. God is sovereign. There's nothing we can do to place ourselves beyond the reach of the power of the sovereignty of God. And that's true of the Taliban.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.